Welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. Do you ever catch yourself having a negative or a bad thought? We know that thoughts lead to actions, right? So it's important that we have good, positive thoughts so they lead to good actions. It's so easy to not worry about our thoughts or not pay as much attention to our bad thoughts because no one else can hear them but us. But the truth is that our thoughts and motives truly define the kind of person that we are. And even though no one else can hear them, we know that the Lord can, because He knows every word, every action, every thought that comes out of us. So how can we learn to filter our thoughts? What can we do to purify our minds and our spirits? Your mind is the door to your spirit, and whatever thoughts you allow to go through your mind, whether it's positive or negative, will impact your spirit. Every day, we filter through information. For example, we filter through conversations we have with others. We filter through media that we see or we hear. We filter what we read in the scriptures. It's important that we decide how we're going to filter out everything that we see and hear today. What are we going to take in and what are we going to throw out? Obviously, we want to take in the good, the positive. The more positive and the more kind thoughts will be determined by the things that we watch or listen to. For example, growing up, I used to practice the hymns on the piano all the time, and I was able to memorize a lot of them with the words and the music as well. And sometimes at night, I would get scared of sleeping alone or I'd have a bad dream. And it was then that those positive words from the hymns and the music would come into my mind, and I could use them to shut out the bad thoughts I had. It's amazing how your mind is able to retract information and can use it when you need it to. But this can also be used for bad. If you're watching or listening to negative or improper things that are not in accordance with the gospel, sometimes those thoughts can just randomly show up in your mind, even when you don't mean them to, and they're so hard to get rid of. That's why it's so important that before we even filter our thoughts, we filter the things that we watch, the things that we read, the things that we listen to, and the things that we say. Sometimes even the jokes that we listen to as well. In Proverbs, we read, "As he thinketh in his heart, so is he." So as you go throughout your day, ask yourself these questions. Is this thought worthy of my attention? Does this thought add value to my life? Don't waste your time with thoughts that are not worth your energy. Why is it important that we have pure thoughts and a pure mind? Why isn't it just enough that we do good things and that our actions are good? It's because the way that we think greatly affects our attitude and our behavior, as well as our standing after this life. So righteous thoughts lead to salvation. Ezra Taft Benson said, "If thoughts make us what we are and we are to be like Christ, then we must think Christ-like thoughts." We talked about watching and listening to positive content, which makes a huge difference. But what other ways can we filter our thoughts? There are actions that you can take in your life to help purify your mind. Things like morning and nightly prayer. Prayer is a great way to start your day. It allows you to talk to your Heavenly Father and also ask for an added measure of strength, you know, if you need it to overcome any temptations or struggles that you might be having. Morning prayers always help me start my day off on a positive note. I would also add scripture study to that. Our prophets and church leaders are constantly inviting us to make daily scripture study a priority. This is because the scriptures are the Word of God, and it's in them that we'll find truth. I love memorizing scriptures or learning scripture masteries because they're short and powerful and effective. If I ever have a negative thought or a bad thought, I can replace it with an inspiring scripture, which makes me want to be better. It makes me want to act better as well. Small things like prayer and scripture study can help purify your thoughts and your mind, and they can help us think more like Christ. As Jesus began his ministry, he fasted for 40 days. And it was during that time that Satan came to him and tempted him three times. And we read about it in the New Testament. And when that happened, Christ instead immediately rebutted the devil with scripture. Scripture which he had stored in his memory from reading them. There is a great power in learning scripture, and it can help us overcome temptation, which also includes tempting thoughts. Ezra Taft Benson gives us a great example. The mind has been likened to a stage on which only one act at a time can be performed. From one side of the wing is the Lord, who loves you and is trying to put on the stage of your mind that which will bless you. From the other side of the wings, the devil, who hates you, is trying to put on the stage of your mind that which will curse you. You are the stage manager. You are the one who decides which thought will occupy the stage. There will always be different acts competing for your attention, and it's up to you to decide which one you will let perform out in your mind. Thanks for tuning in today to Mormon Channel Daily. We'll see you here tomorrow for more uplifting messages, and make sure to check out our other podcasts and videos on mormonchannel.org.